you, Tim.
How's your Saturday going?
Kind of derailed. I was on the linear repeater last night and talking to a guy and remembered I had two 10-meter antennas tucked away in my storage building, so I've been playing with them this morning, getting them set up. I got one that's a mag mount, and one that is mounted on a little metal pole. I got it up about 24 feet, and then it's a 17-foot antenna, so I've been looking for beacons and different things like that, just making sure they're working. The SWR looks great, so can't complain.
It's a mag mount. What brand is it?
Mounting mag mount.
Them holes drilling them clay pots for your wife first.
It is on the list.
I am going to get my grandfather and take him out for lunch so everybody can get the surprise party ready for him this afternoon.
Good time. Hope you have a good one. Enjoy these days while you can.
Oh, yeah. He's the only grandparent I got left. Hey, you lost my mom back in February, and since then, I've really tried to focus on spending more time with family and devoting myself to them.
It'll do that. I lost my mother back in 1997, my father in 1987. So, it's been a long time. That's why I say enjoy these days while you can.
He's rode with me a couple days on the tool truck and on the before it got hit. And, just been spending more time with them, trying to focus on that, and not so much on work and all the other stuff. That's one reason I've been lax about getting my general license.
And that you gotta set your priorities and put family first. At least in this world.
Having to follow some bicyclers around the road.
Fun. I know they want to ride, but they sure do cause a lot of traffic.
Especially up here on these curvy mountain roads. I don't know. I understand their will or want to and all that, but I don't know. I think they're creating too much danger.
Just passed a law in Georgia where you either have to pass them like a car or slow down and follow them. So if you can't pass them like a regular car, giving them the full lane, you have to slow down and tail them.
Well, North Carolina, they're treated just as they are a vehicle. You're under the same laws as you are another vehicle. So, unless you have a passing zone or you can pass them safely, it's your fault.
Yeah, that's just what they set up here in Georgia.
VWA Mobile.
What's up, big guy?
So, I'm heading over to my grandfather's house, following these bikes.
That is one of the... Oh, man, I don't understand how people can be so stupid as to ride a bicycle in the road. I just never will understand that. It makes no logical sense.
As a kid, I was taught not to play in the road, so I still follow those rules today.
It would be one thing if they would follow the rules of engagement that are set forth for them. They are not supposed to take more than 2 foot on the right-hand side of the lane, period, and they're supposed to ride in single file. Bugs the crap out of me when I see a whole crowd of them taking up a whole lane, and you can't do a thing to get by them.
But in North Carolina, they're a vehicle. They're not a bicycle. If they're on the road, you treat them like a vehicle.
Tell you what, I watched a man, and when I say I mean I watched it happen, it was like it's in slow motion. This woman was texting on her phone and looked up, and she had drifted off to the right side of the lane a little bit, and this idiot was wearing some kind of camo outfit, and she just went right straight over the top of him, crushed him. He never knew what hit him.
Say 7-3 is here for a little bit so I can help my grandfather in. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
I didn't mean to rain on everybody's parade. It'll be a better day one way or another. KN4VWA, clear.
Dispatcher, hope you have a good afternoon with your grandpa. 73 is my friend, be safe.